To say that Devin Smith is meticulous would be a gross understatement.
This is kind of where I do all my stuff. Here, got a lot of stuff. I'm fairly new to the whole, I guess miniatures.
Devin makes miniatures. This means he spends hours making tiny replicas of everyday life under the name Awesome Thanks, a name that just stuck because of its constant repetition in his everyday life.
I wanted to make something look real, like it actually would in real life. If you looked at like a close-up picture, you wouldn't know it's fake, you wouldn't know it's small.
He uses tweezers because his fingers are often too large. He's made small-scale replicas of a wide variety of things.
What else do I have around here that I haven't sold, really?
Prominent places like the Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado or the T-Bird County Bridge in Minocqua, which he recently sold in a silent auction at their Beef Rama event, to scenes of everyday life like a dumpster in an alleyway.
Would you consider yourself a detail-oriented person?
Yes. My entire life, I've been so detailed. I always it's a little messy in here, but I usually like to try to keep things like pretty clean and detailed.
For the record, Devin's apartment where he works and lives in Plover was pristine, even without taking into account that Devin is just 19, having graduated from Lakeland Union High School just over a year ago.
And that's made out of like little pieces of metal, like Legos and stuff. These are springs from pens.
Devin almost exclusively uses recycled products. He sculpts, draws, cuts, and shapes his way using almost anything he can find laying around. He even made use out of his fiance's inhaler in a miniature scene of the LA riots.
Inside of a pen and stuff like that. It's all like random.
Devin made his first miniature a couple of years ago. It was a replica of a store he used to work at, Design Solutions Screen Printing in Minocqua. They still have it on display. They also supplied him with his most popular idea for a miniature, one that recently got him a lot of attention online.
This is kind of the piece that went viral on Daily Mini was the place that contacted me about this. And they posted it on their Facebook and stuff, and it got like 5 million views. So that's kind of where everything started blowing up.
When it comes to the recent attention Devin got, it all started with the 2016 edition of the Guinness Book of World Records.
And I was like looking through it, and I saw what actually inspired me. I don't know if I'll be able to find it. There it is. It was this miniature Rubik's Cube. And I was like, wow, that's on the tip of someone's finger. That's like really small. I was like, that's pretty nuts. And then there was like some other like small things in here, and I could do something small, you know, but then I was like, what should I make? I'm like, I have no idea. Like, maybe somebody's already made it. Maybe they haven't. I don't know. And I was like, well, I work at a t-shirt, you know, printing company. I'm like, maybe I'll make a t-shirt press.
He made it. It was just the right size to screen print a t-shirt for a Barbie doll. And after 3 months, he heard back from Guinness.
They're like, the idea is a little too specific for the record. I'm like, but a miniature Rubik's Cube isn't too specific.
Regardless, Devin accepted their decision, but he didn't stop creating miniatures. At this point, he was hooked. Then, at the end of August, the Daily Mini, a website for all things miniature, asked if they could do a feature on him.
As soon as I posted it, it was like I tried to like look at comments and like likes on my Instagram, and it was like it just kept taking me right back to the top of like the feed because I couldn't scroll down any farther, and it just blew up. I gained like 4,000 followers in like a couple days. And like 5 million views in like a couple weeks. I was like, wow, this is crazy. So,
Devin says the silkscreen printing press became the most liked thing on the Daily Mini Facebook page and Instagram. Then it got picked up by more websites, ones that are popular for showcasing unique art, like the Creators Project. He even made it onto a podcast.
Really, thousands of people are messaging you and asking for things?
Oh, yeah. Like a lot of people have messaged me and asked for stuff. And I'm like, I would love to make stuff for you, but I have so many other things I need to work on.
The t-shirt printing press has naturally been the most requested item. Devin is working on more, but says they'll all be completely unique in their own way.
Well, I don't want my pieces to be the same. Like, I don't want to mass produce things. You know, I like to, like, keep it creative and different for everything, so.
Unsurprisingly, miniatures are not the most common field to go into post-high school. Even Devin's fiancée, Natasha, says her coworkers are confused when she tries to explain what Devin spends his days doing.
I guess people that don't really know Devin, they're like kind of awkward about it. But people that know Devin, it's like not surprising that he's coming up with something crazy like this.
Devin says he always knew he wanted to be an artist, but he never knew how he could do it until he started doing miniatures.
I made the miniature, the t-shirt press, and then it's transformed into this, and I'm like, hey, this is what I want to do with art. Because I didn't know what I wanted to do originally, and it became this. and I really am happy with where I am right now. It might change in the future, I don't know. But for now, this is where I'm at, so.
His dream job one day would be to help build sets for stop-motion animation movies. But for now, Devin plans to just keep making things out of other things.
Don't ever throw anything away. Like, you can always make it into something else. Like,
Devin says he's even interested in getting trash from strangers.
That's the best guy. Send me your trash.
Mackenzie Martin, WXPR News. A new way. Beautiful and strange.